Hello, everyone. Welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm a national NBA reporter and Phoenix Sun beat writer for basketballnews.com. We are here today, as we always are every single day, to give you the betting edge before tip-off every single day in the NBA. We are here today to go over another fun slate, a smaller one today here on Thursday. Let's dive into all the action. Before we do so, a quick word about our sponsors. Our sportsbook sponsor is TwinSpires. We have some great announcements with TwinSpires coming soon later this season. And then also, our DFS over-under projections, our power plays we always do here on Nothing But Bets, they are provided here by Prize Picks. For those who want to get on the action with us here on Nothing But Bets and BasketballNews.com, we have some great news to announce with you with Prize Picks. All of our users that deposit and use promo code NEWS, N-E-W-S, will receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the easy way to play daily fantasy. It's daily fantasy simplified. You pick 2 to 5 players in the over-under their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on the entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. Prize Picks has a ton of stats to choose from, including yards, receptions, touchdowns, fantasy points, and more. Prize Picks allows mixed sport entries as well. You can also do anything like every sport, like NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, MLB, soccer, MMA, and more. Prize Picks is an award-winning, easy-to-use mobile app, both in the App Store and Google Play. Prize Picks is 4.8-star rating in the App Store with rare reviews as well. Prize Picks entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy to use, and Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals as well. Again, use promo code NEWS if you go on prizepicks.com or their mobile app and put in the promo code NEWS, N-E-W-S, and it will match your first deposit 100% up to $100. We appreciate Prize Picks sponsor today's show like they always do here on Nothing But Bets. So let's go ahead and dive into our action here for Thursday's slate. Another fun one in the NBA. The first one up, the Chicago Bulls at the New York Knicks. The Bulls on the road are 2-point favorites tonight in Madison Square Garden. I do like the Bulls in this spot. I think we see a really solid game all around from Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, the 1-2 punch, the scoring dynamite duo that is for Chicago. Nikola Vucevic is back as well for Chicago. And Lonzo Ball and Alex Caruso. I mean, what else can you say about those guys? This whole rehauling of the Bulls over the last few months and really remaking this team on the fly has worked magnificently so far. This Bulls team really balanced each other out very well. Zach LaVine has had to do all the work all the time. It's really awesome to see the Bulls kind of relevant again. When the Bulls are relevant, it's great for the NBA. So it's awesome to see the Bulls having a resurgent year. And we love the Bulls tonight here on Nothing But Bets to cover the 2-point spread on the road against the Knicks. The Knicks have been so inconsistent the last few weeks. I don't see it changing anytime soon. This might just be who the Knicks are, to be quite honest, which is disappointing because I was very high on them this year, but it looks like they're going to be regressing a little bit to the mean this year. I do like the Bulls to cover the 2-point spread on the road in MSG tonight. So let's go over to Prize Picks and lock in for this game. I do like a lot of point overs in this game. Zach LaVine over 23.5 points. DeMar DeRozan over 23.5 points. Julius Randle over 20.5 points. There's a lot here on the board that I liked for this matchup, especially for the point totals here. So for these three, we're going to lock in for points. Now let's go over to rebounds here. Nikola Vucevic is one to me where I feel like we could get some value on rebounds. 10.5, that's a big number, but I do like Vucevic to go over there. So we're going to lock in this four-leg power play. $100 entry wins you back $1,000. We're going to take Zach LaVine over 23.5 points, DeMar DeRozan over 23.5 points, Julius Randle over 20.5 points, and Nikola Vucevic over 10.5 rebounds. $100 entry wins you back $1,000. And we're going to take the Bulls, the road favorites, to cover the 2-point spread tonight in New York. The next game, the Milwaukee Bucks hosting at the Toronto Raptors. The Bucks are 4.5-point favorites on the road. If you didn't have a chance to watch Hornets versus Bucks last night, you missed out on one of the best games in the NBA so far this year. Just LaMelo Ball and Giannis both going off simultaneously. It was so fun to watch. I think we see another one of those matchups tonight. But this time, I think being a little more charged up from a strong game last night, I think we see Milwaukee kind of cruise to a victory here. So we're getting, I think, very solid value on the Bucks at -4.5. I think they win closer by 8 or 9 points tonight. So we're going to lock in the Bucks -4.5 on TwinSpires. And let's go over to Prize Picks right now and lock in for this game. Giannis Antetokounmpo over 26.5 points. Chris Middleton over 17.5 points. I like both those to hit as well. I also like Scottie Barnes in this matchup to go over on 14.5 points. He's been so impressive this year. I think he's second in the Rookie of the Year race right now, with Cade Cunningham and Evan Mobley kind of being a three-way race right now. Barnes is so fun to watch. If you had a chance to watch him either, you're definitely missing out because he does a lot of great things for this Raptors team. He's definitely a long-term building block for them as well. So I love Scottie Barnes go over on his points here. And then Fred VanVleet for 3-pointers over three. That's a big number too, but I do like Fred VanVleet to go over. I think we're going to see a high volume night. Not going to be able to drive much against Jrue Holiday. So I like Fred VanVleet to go over three three-pointers made. So let's lock in this four-leg power play today. Giannis Antetokounmpo over 26.5 points. Chris Middleton over 17.5 points. Scottie Barnes over 14.5 points. Ed Fred VanVleet over three made threes. $100 entry wins you back $1,000. And we're going to take the Raptors to win, or excuse me, the Bucks to win and cover the 4.5 point spread. I think we're getting solid value there as the road favorite in Toronto today. The next game, the Memphis Grizzlies hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are still without Ja Morant. The Grizzlies are 9-point favorites tonight in Memphis. We're going back to the well here. I mean, this is a thing where I'm going to look it up and write a story this week on basketballnews.com about it, or early next week, but you have to think the Oklahoma City Thunder are one of the best teams against the spread this year. I mean, every single time they're underdogs, they almost always cover against teams that are similar or on their same level. So I love the Thunder in this spot to cover the 9-point spread, especially without no Ja Morant for the Grizzlies. I think we see a very solid game from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I think Luke Ansdorf and Josh Giddey also step up. Probably a big night from Dylan Brooks, who's the number one scorer now without Ja Morant out there. But I do love the Thunder in the spot to cover the 9-point spread. So we're going to lock in Thunder plus 9 in Memphis tonight. And the following on Prize Picks: Shai Gilgeous-Alexander over 21.5 points. Dylan Brooks over 20.5 points. I love those two. And then Jaren Jackson as well. We like a lot of points tonight, but this is how it's breaking for us. Jaren Jackson, 18.5 points. I also like the over there as well. And let's go to rebounds for Josh Giddey rebounds. He's gobbling them up for a guard. It's really good to see. So Giddey rebounds. He's not on the board here, unfortunately. So we're going to have to go and find someone else here. Probably Lou against Dort would be my guess on the rebounds or assists. Yeah, so it looks like here. Yeah, Giddey's not on the board right now. So let's go ahead and check three-pointers made here. Lou against Dort over two. That's very much on the fence for me for three-pointers. An improved three-point shooter this year, but I'm not going to go for over two. For rebounds for Lou against Dort, I do like him on his rebound total at four. I'm going to go over four rebounds for Lou against Dort. So let's lock in this four-leg power play here. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander over 21.5 points. Dylan Brooks over 20.5 points. Jaren Jackson over 18.5 points. And Lou against Dort over four rebounds. $100 entry wins you back $1,000. And we're going to take the Thunder, the road underdog, to cover the 9-point spread. Continue our streak of betting on the Thunder as underdogs and cashing out for us. Next game here, the Phoenix Suns hosting the Detroit Pistons. With no Devin Booker tonight, he was going to be out for a couple weeks with a hamstring injury. Unfortunately, we didn't see the Suns or the Warriors at full strength. No Klay Thompson, no Devin Booker for the second half of that game on Tuesday. But the Suns cruised to a victory to tie a franchise record of 17 straight wins. Going for 18 tonight against the lowly Detroit Pistons. The Suns are 12-point favorites, even without Devin Booker. I do like the Suns, even without Booker, to cover this 12-point spread. I think they are going to be on a mission tonight to break that franchise record that was set in the 7 seconds or less era by Steve Nash, Mike D'Antoni, Amari Stoudemire, Sean Marion, all those guys. I think we see the Suns come out guns blazing here. I think they go out and win this game by at least 15 or so points, even without Devin Booker. I love the Suns in this spot. They're one of my best bets of the night, even with the big spread at minus 12. So we're going to lock in Suns minus 12 as a best bet tonight on Thursday's slate. And the following here on Prize Picks. Let's go ahead and check out what's available for this game. So as far as point totals go, I do like DeAndre Ayton in this spot, who looks to be a number one option without Devin Booker, which was most of the second half, though. Ayton was really featured a lot, took 18 shots in that game. So I like DeAndre Ayton to go over on his points at 17.5. Let's check out as well Cade Cunningham, see what's on the board for Cade. 14.5, I think Cade does go over there. He's finding his footing as number one overall pick. So I like Cade Cunningham to go over there. Let's also check on here the assist totals. We love Chris Paul on these because he almost always hits for us. 10.5, I think Chris Paul does go over there. Feeds a lot of DeAndre Ayton looks. Now let's go check on rebounds and three-pointers made. So for rebounds here, I do think we're getting value on Isaiah Stewart at 8.5. He's going to play a lot of minutes tonight, going to get DeAndre Ayton, get a lot of missed shots. So I do like Isaiah Stewart to go over on his 8.5 rebound total. So let's lock in this four-leg power play. $100 entry wins you back $1,000. DeAndre Ayton over 17.5 points. Cade Cunningham over 14.5 points. Chris Paul over 10.5 assists. And Isaiah Stewart over 8.5 rebounds. $100 entry wins you back $1,000. And we are going to go ahead and take the Suns as a best bet tonight to cover the 12-point spread and break their franchise record against the Detroit Pistons for consecutive wins. Final game of the slate tonight. Portland Trailblazers hosting the San Antonio Spurs. No Damian Lillard tonight for the next week plus due to an abdominal injury. So it's going to be CJ McCollum leading the show for the Blazers. They are 5-point favorites still at home against San Antonio. I think we're getting really solid value here for San Antonio as the underdog. DeJounte Murray has been so fun to watch this year. These young pieces are really starting to coalesce together. Keldon Johnson, Derek White, Devin Vassell. If the Spurs can just get one piece in the draft, if they can somehow get a top two pick, get Paolo Banchero from Duke, get Chet Holmgren from Gonzaga, they're going to be cooking with gas for really taking a leap here the next year or two. And what they're doing, embracing the youth movement, very smart way. I've been saying they should do all offseason long. They're definitely doing that. DeJounte Murray has looked great in the number one role for the Spurs this year. I think we're getting really solid value for the underdog here. I love the Spurs in this spot to cover. I don't know about winning outright, but I do like them to cover the 5-point spread. I think it's going to be a very close game tonight in Portland. So we're going to hammer Spurs plus 5 here on Twin Spires and the following power play to close out today's slate here on Prize Picks. I do think CJ McCollum is a big night in the scoring department. So 24.5 points, that's a big number. But I do think he carries a load there. I'm going to go over on points for CJ McCollum. Anthony Simons, I think we're going to be getting solid value for Simons as well. He's definitely taken a leap this year for Portland. I like him as a second option tonight for the Blazers. So I'm going to take Anthony Simons over 17.5 points. DeJounte Murray on the rebounds is always over for us. He's one of our best bets as far as DFS plays right now for rebounds. DeJounte Murray over 8.5 rebounds, I do like that to hit as well. And now let's go check out three-pointers made as well for this matchup. I really like Derek White in this spot for three-pointers. 1.5, I think that's really great value for Derek White. So we're going to take that and the following four, like power play here on Prize Picks. Hard-earned entry wins you back $1,000. CJ McCollum over 24.5 points. Anthony Simons over 17.5 points. DeJounte Murray over 8.5 rebounds. And Derek White over 1.5 threes. We're going to lock in that four-leg power play and take the underdog Spurs to cover the 5-point spread tonight in Portland against the Blazers. So to recap today's show, going over our picks, Bulls -2 against the Knicks, Bucks -4.5 against the Raptors, Thunder +9 against the Grizzlies, Suns -12 against the Pistons, and Spurs +5 against the Blazers. So that's going to do it for our episode here of Nothing But Bets. Appreciate everyone listening in. As always, make sure to read our content at basketballnews.com. Make sure to subscribe and rate and review the show if you haven't already. Make sure to listen to other podcasts on the basketballnews.com podcast network as well. We do great written and audio content every single day for you over there. One of the best in the business. We continue to really make this juggernaut website here on basketballnews.com. Excited to be a part of it. Excited to watch it grow. And you should as well as a listener. Nothing But Bets. We're with you every single day to give you the NBA betting edge. So go ahead and lock in those bets on Prize Picks. Lock them in on Twin Spires, wherever you put your bets in. And happy betting.